Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for another deadly suicide car bombing in Afghanistan a day after a series of terrorist blasts killed more than 50 in and near Kabul. In a statement sent to VOA, the Taliban said it was behind Saturday's explosion in the Khanabad district of the northern Kunduz province. Police say the blast killed at least 22 members of a pro-government militia. Afghan capital is nervous and people are on edge after the worst outbreak of terrorism since the Taliban confirmed it is under new leadership following the death of founder Mullah Omar. Associated Press reporting that some experts are saying that the first attack by Islamic extremists in central Mali, in which 10 people died, shows that jihadist aggression spreading in the country and hitting more directly at the government, its military, and the UN peacekeeping force. Government reports 3 of the attackers also were killed and 7 suspected militants were detained, 4 UN employees rescued. The militants first targeted an army camp on Friday, but when they faced resistance, they moved to a nearby hotel popular with the UN staff and took hostages there. Scores of Christian families have fled a Syrian town amid fears that the Islamic State militants are advancing toward it and plan a major offensive. The Christian Assyrian Network for Human Rights in Syria says hundreds of families have fled the central Christian town of Sadad for the government-held central city of Homs in the capital, Damascus. About 10% of Syria's pre-war population is Christian, that population being somewhere near 23 million people. This is VOA News. 1 year ago, Saturday, the United States started to bomb Islamic State targets in Iraq, and on Friday, they launched new airstrikes against the militants near Erbil in northern Iraq. U.S. defense officials say fighter jets dropped bombs on the militants close to a station that houses U.S. military trainers. Local Kurdish forces welcome any help they can get to hold off the Islamic State, but they also say they need weapons. General Mansur Barzani of the Kurdish Special Forces speaks with VOA through an interpreter.
I would like to tell the whole world that we are not doing this battle only for Kurdistan. We are doing this battle for all the international community and the whole world.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the Islamic State has lost about 30% of the territory it held a year ago in Iraq and a significant portion of that area controlled in Syria.
Coalition forces have repeatedly struck ISIL leadership targets to an extent that ISIL leadership targets no longer have a safe haven. And the United States and our coalition partners are taking steps to interrupt ISIL's finances and make it more difficult for the group to attract new foreign fighters.
Turkey recently joined military action against the Islamic State, but Turkish anti-terror operations seem aimed more against the Kurdish PKK rebels. Heavy rain continued Sunday in southeastern China, where the remnants of Typhoon Sotolor moved farther inland, leaving flooding and at least 14 people dead. On Saturday, the storm swept across Taiwan with winds up to 160 kilometers per hour, leaving 3 million households without power, littering the roads and uprooting trees. Soldiers, rescue crews with search dogs worked through the debris on Sunday to start their recovery efforts following that storm. Though the typhoon weakened before reaching land, forecasters said it was at one point the strongest typhoon so far this year. Associated Press reporting today, the city of Nagasaki, Japan, marked the 70th anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing of the city, with calls to abolish nuclear weapons and halt the Japanese government's push to loosen restrictions on what its military can do. With Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in the audience, a representative of Nagasaki atomic bomb survivors told an annual ceremony that the security legislation introduced by Mr. Abe's government goes against the wishes of survivors and will lead to war. Representatives from 75 countries, including U.S. Ambassador Caroline Kennedy, were among those gathered at Nagasaki Peace Park. Mr. Abe, in brief remarks, said Japan, as the only country to experience nuclear attacks, would seek to play a leading role in realizing a world without such weapons.
That's the latest world news from VOA.